thing I truly could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
Tuesday, 11-27, 2007 edition of The American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, and for the first 4 minutes, I'll be with you on a cell until I get my technicalities worked out here. At any rate, I want to mention, for the next 2 days, I mean, a lot of you are aware of this debacle that went on up in Maryland in the court system with the vaccines, and I've got Angry Castle coming up today. It's going to talk to us a little bit about that. And also, tomorrow I've got Mary Toko that's going to come up and expound on it even further. I want to read you a little bit about Ingrid Castle and her bio for those of you who are not aware. Ingrid Castle is one of the founders and is now the director of Vaccination Liberation. And that's a national grassroots association dedicated to providing difficult to access information on vaccinations so that one can make the only truly informed choice. Complete avoidance and refusal. Vaccination Liberation is an all-volunteer association that was founded in 1998 and has grown to 20 state chapters throughout the country. And you can visit their websites at www.vaccinetruth.com. Now, Ingrid holds a Bachelor of Arts degree in psychology with a minor in religion from the University of Redlands, California. She then took a course through John Christopher's School of Natural Healing to become a clinical herbalist, followed by another correspondence course through the American Association of Nutritional Consultants to become a certified nutritional consultant. She was a former La Leche League leader, offering support for breastfeeding in her former community of Moses Lake, Washington, where her one and only daughter grew up. Now, Ingrid is now a grandmother. She's both daughter and granddaughter, being vaccine and drug-free. In 1998, Ingrid met her current husband, Don Harkins, and as a lot of you know, he's the editor for the Idaho Observer, a monthly newspaper dedicated to reporting the news from a freedom-loving, constitutional perspective. And soon after the founding of Vaccination Liberation, she started a monthly column called Back to Basics. In the Idaho Observer, in August of 1999, the same month she tied the knot with Don Harkins. The purpose of the column is to teach people how their bodies work and to know how to use God's herbs and natural remedies for healing. She has found that many people's health problems are a result of dehydration and accumulation of toxins in the digestive tract and liver and a lifestyle that involves way too much cooked and processed food. You can view all articles that are unique to the Idaho Observer for free on the Internet by going to www.idaho-observer.com. I've got Ingrid coming up for my show today. We are going to go into all the specifics regarding this court case up in Maryland regarding, when they dragged all of these parents into court. There was no public allowed. There was no media allowed. There was police dogs up there, believe it or not. This is an absolutely diabolical situation. We're going to explore this in depth today. And then when we get through, tomorrow, I'm going to bring Mary Toko up, who's going to go into a lot more detail about these vaccines. She's a 27-year professional in the research and study of these vaccines, and we're going to kind of try to get to the bottom, folks, of exactly what's going on here. I look forward to the show. It's going to be a very informative show for both all of us and myself. Okay, so with that, get ready for an action-packed show today, because I'm going to have Ingrid up right after the break, and we're going to go into this, and we're going to see, we're going to explore what's going on behind the scenes here with these vaccinations, and we're going to try to get to the bottom and see if we can come up with some solutions on what to do about this. These people are being paraded into courtrooms. They're not being told of what their options are, and they're being their children are being forced to get vaccines when there's alternatives.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my guest, Angry Castle. I just read a quick bio on Angry. She's married to Don Harkins, who's the editor for the Idaho Observer, and she's also an expert in these vaccines. We want to go into today a little bit of a discussion about what happened here recently in this Maryland court debacle. Angry, are you with me?
Yes, I am.
How are you today, dear?
Well, it's a pleasure to be on your program, Mike.
Oh, not a problem. Your reputation precedes you.
Well, yeah, I guess we did have a show for a couple of years on Republic.
Yes, Angry and Don had a show on RBN for a lot of you out there who know. They were on. Well, you were on more Saturday, weren't you?
Yeah, we were on Saturday morning, The American Activist.
Right, very informative show. I had listened quite a few times, and I'm really sorry that circumstances caused you folks to leave. But at any rate, I wanted to get into this today, Angry. This incident up in Maryland with these parents who were basically railroaded into a courtroom regarding their children not taking vaccines, or in some cases I believe there were some of the children that did take vaccines but their records were lost. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. There was a lot of shuffling going on. Parents felt that the school district was very disorganized and irresponsible because they lost records. Many parents were extremely disgruntled over the whole situation, but didn't feel like they had a choice. The Maryland law regarding vaccines for school entry and daycare is pretty strict. It also applies to private schools, too. And so, you know, there's only a religious exemption there, and the way it reads, I can go ahead and read that statute to you because it's pretty amazing, but it's the exception is unless the secretary of the state declares an emergency or disease epidemic, the education department and health department may not require the immunization of an individual only if that individual objects to the immunization because it conflicts with the individual's bona fide religious beliefs and practices, or the individual is a minor and those parents, you know, have these kind of bona fide religious beliefs and practices. So what happens is when you have it written out like that and they say bona fide religious beliefs, they'll interpret it to say that you must belong to a 501c3 church. That's a state-sanctioned nonprofit status church, and that has to be one of its tenets that they do not believe in vaccinations. And so that makes it really hard for parents that go to, you know, maybe a Catholic church or a Protestant church where it's not specifically one of its tenets. So on our website, people can go to vaclib.org. An easy way of getting there would be vaccinetruth.net. That's where we have all our exemption pages by state. And near the top of the page, there'll be a bar, and it'll say religion. And you want to go to that page because there's a couple churches that have been set up just for this kind of statute in different states, because every state's law is different. And I keep seeing, you know, reports in the alternative media, there's no law that says parents have to have their children vaccinated. Well, that may be true if you're homeschooling, but if you're utilizing a public or a private school, they will fall under a law that requires vaccines for school and daycare entry. And that is, there's actually a precedent that happened in 1905 in Massachusetts versus Jacobson, where this family, Jacobson was actually a pastor, and they found the smallpox vaccine was absolutely deadly for their family. Many of their family members had died as a result of the vaccine itself. And it was ruled that he did not have the right to save himself from the needle because the mass mind, perceiving that he was endangering the health of the other people by not being vaccinated against smallpox, took precedence over his individual rights. And there were many dissenting opinions. You know, believe me, there was much controversy over that, but the ruling held, and this is what public health has hung on as their right to you know, basically force vaccination for any public, any like public school benefits or, you know, that kind of thing. But, you know, the Christian Scientists later came in and in 48 states got a religious exemption. So if it weren't for the Christian Scientists, we wouldn't have any religious exemptions at all. And then people came after that and got philosophical exemptions in 17 states.
So other than the religious or philosophical exemptions, or of the option of opting your children out of public schools, there really isn't any other way around this?
No, that's really the truth of the matter. I mean, when people say there's no law, there is a law, and it's all tied into federal funding.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you bring that up, because I ran across an article, and I mentioned this to you off the air. I'm not going to read the entire article to you, but it's by a lady by the name of Dawn Richardson. Mm-hmm. And I had mentioned to the off the air, you know, what is the motivation why these people or the members of the school system are going to such great lengths to force these people to have their children get vaccinated? And I'm going to read a paragraph out of this. Actually, two paragraphs. It says, what could possibly be behind these forced vaccinations? There are several factors that could be at play, but the primary suspicion that stands out in my mind is money. So I called the communications department of the Prince George's County School District to ask them specifically some questions about the amount of money the school district gets paid per child per day. They had not returned my call to answer the questions, so thankfully the National Center for Education Statistics has some great information about Prince George's County public school systems online available to the public, to anyone with an internet connection.
Mm-hmm.
According to this government website, in the 2006-2007 school year, Prince George's County public schools received $11,325 per student per year. Now, and she goes on to say that's more than she pays for her kids' private school tuition. The breakdown was 7% from the federal money, or $780, or 46% from the state at $5,246, and 47% from local revenue at $5,298, assuming a typical 180-day school year. So these people are being paid $11,325 per student per year, as long as the student has proven that they have been vaccinated for hepatitis type, I think, what is type B, is it?
Yes.
And the other, yeah, the other vaccinations that go along with it. So the motivation here is federal funding for the school system. Now, but going on a step further here, and what happened with this is that these people were sent a letter. These parents were sent a letter stipulating that they were forced. They were called into a court, a state court. And they were summoned to appear, and if they didn't appear, they were going to be put in jail and fined, what was it, $50 per day, is that right?
Yes, $50 per day that the child's out of compliance, and the threat of 10 days in jail. But it was just this year, in the 2007-2008 school year, that they added an additional hepatitis B vaccine and the varicella vaccine. And it really hit the kids that were 13 and up, because if they didn't have proof of receiving the varicella vaccine previously, and it didn't even matter if they had chickenpox or not. I mean, that was not proof of immunity, apparently. I mean, you had to have the chickenpox vaccine. And then the hepatitis B, it's they keep adding, you know, additional shots. So if they hadn't had a second and third shot, you know, from the, I think the grades kindergarten through ninth grade, by the time they got to 10th grade, yeah, it was 10th grade, I'm sorry, not 13. By the time they hit 10th grade, if they don't have proof of that, then they had to have those shots. And those were just added for the 2007-2008 school year. And this is pretty interesting. I know this is true for Idaho, and I'm pretty sure it's true for all the other states, but in Idaho in 1998, they passed what they call the Idaho Administrative Procedures Act, and basically it gave over from the legislature to the bureaucrats rulemaking, you know, authority. And so the Department of Education would team up with public health, and it would be all with this federal funding. They would, you know, federal funding would say you need to update your mandated vaccines for school entry and daycare to be in compliance with what the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices is recommending. So not all the states adopted, you know, the chickenpox vaccine, but many states did. Maryland was one of them. I'm sure they had some little carrot dangling there to get them to mandate it for school entry. And there's a lot of reasons that people would not want to have these two vaccines. The hepatitis B vaccine, there are so many adverse events reported to the VAERS. It's called the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. We just call it VAERS for short. But if you were to look at all the adverse reactions, it's really quite shocking. And then the varicella vaccine, Dr. Gary Goldman has written a couple books on it. He did a lot of research showing that if we start pushing this vaccine, these are live virus vaccines, the chickenpox one is, and it'll lay dormant in someone's system and give rise to a huge shingles epidemic. And we're seeing shingles for the first time in young people as a result of this vaccine, just as he predicted way back about 6 years ago.
Well, now let me ask you this question. The parents that were called into or ordered to appear in the courtroom, in your mind, what percentage of these people were actually aware of the possible adverse effects on these vaccines, Ingrid?
Well, that is the thing that Barbara Lo Fisher, she's the director of the National Vaccine Information Center,
mm-hmm.
and she's right near the Capitol. So she and her son went right down there on Saturday to
Let me stop you. We got to go to a break. We'll be back in three, and we'll get into this with Barbara Lowe Fisher. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest, Ingrid Castle. Be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And Ingrid, I apologize for that break, but you being with the network for a couple of years, you know kind of how that works.
Yep, I do.
Okay, sorry about that. We got a short segment coming up to the bottom of the hour here, and we were on the subject of this Barbara Lowe Fisher, who wrote an excellent article titled Police with Dogs Vaccinating Kids in Maryland. So go ahead and continue with your thoughts there, Ingrid.
Yeah, well, I just felt like she did such an excellent job. She, you know, went with her son to be an eyewitness of the proceedings there on Saturday, and people were wrapping around the courthouse, standing in line, and they did not allow any media, anyone from the public. If you weren't a parent or a child, you never got to that courthouse. So, you know, it's all a big guess as to exactly what went on in there, and then she tried to interview people as they were coming out, and she, you know, cites how she got in front of one of the blockades they had, and pretty soon, you know, there is a policeman with his guard dog, fully armed, you know, coming at her. She felt like a common criminal, and she was just really concerned that there wasn't any kind of informed consent. They didn't have any medical records taken on these children. to find out if they were allergic to any of the components in the vaccines, if they were out of compliance for more than the hepatitis B and varicella vaccines. They could have gotten up to 17 vaccine doses in one fell swoop, and no warnings of, you know, what could happen with all those vaccines injected in one day. And you have to understand, Barbara Lo Fisher has two children that had severe adverse reactions to vaccines, and she's an advocate for parents who, you know, feel that, my gosh, their children suffered severe reactions. They had no idea how dangerous these shots are. And so she tries to prevent vaccine damage from occurring, just as I do. But she says if you're going to get your child vaccinated, you should at least ask 8 questions. One, is my child sick right now? That's a huge contraindication. Has my child had a bad reaction to a vaccination before? You know, is there a sibling that's had a bad reaction? That's another contraindication. You know, and so all of these things, if there's a history of seizure disorders or allergies or any kind of immune system disorder, that's a contraindication for receiving any vaccine. You know, so you have all these questions aren't even asked of the parent. There's no medical history taken. And here, you know, you have to have a license to practice medicine in most states, but here we have the school district and the, you know, the county acting as, you know, physicians.
Mm-hmm.
And so the AAPS, they're, it's an organization actually out of Arizona, your state, out of Tucson. It's a national organization called the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, and they have been very, very vocal. They sent out a press release Friday before, and they said, my gosh, you know, we can expect dangerous reactions when children are treated like cattle and without any kind of oversight by a physician. I mean, they just had public health people, you know, bopping these kids. It was really shocking. And so I think everyone across the country was just mobilized. They sent a letter to the governor, as a result, Governor O'Malley, and wanted him to intervene just for the sake of the children. I mean, we're looking at 1,600 parents of children who they claimed were not up to date on their vaccines. And I believe it was like 1,100 children lined up on that day. Anyway, it was an amazing amount. And it was incredibly shocking to most of us out here, you know, just going, oh my gosh, I just can't even believe they would go to that extent without an epidemic. I mean, there's not even an epidemic of any of these diseases. And, you know, the varicella vaccine is made with a continuous cell line originating from aborted fetal tissue. So, you know, here, and same with the hepatitis B vaccine, we're using it comes from a human source, from plasma. You know, so you're putting genetic material from other humans, and, you know, to me that's, you know, kind of smacks of cannibalism to me when you're using products in the creation of vaccines. It's just creepy.
But, Ingrid, you know, as far as an epidemic, I mean, I have to disagree with you politely and say, yes, there is an epidemic, and that epidemic is the lack of federal funding that the school system is going to receive for injecting these school children with this shot. What's the matter with you?
Yes.
They get $11,325 per child that they're not getting by allowing these people to shoot this crap in their veins. Now, on the subject of questions, are they barred from asking the simple question of, okay, I will allow your medical doctor or your nurse or whomever to inject my child, but I want to read the ingredients on the vial. Are they allowed to do that?
Well, certainly that would be part of informed consent, and they should be, but see, that was the whole thing. There was not enough information of exactly what occurred in the courtroom, and most of the people, you know, were busy lives, and as soon as they left, they didn't want to be harassed by the activists outside the courthouse. A lot of them even found it irritating, you know, the whole episode irritating. It wasn't like they were opposed to vaccines. They were opposed to the way the county went about it. And so, you know, most of the parents you know, these were parents that had never filed for religious exemption. Mm-hmm. They really didn't know their rights, or they really didn't care about their rights. They were happy, you know, slaves of the system, whatever.
Okay. So, all right. We've got to take a break. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest, Ingrid Castle, talking about the vaccines and the Maryland debacle up there in the court. Stick with us. We got a lot more, folks. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my guest, Ingrid Castle. And we're talking about this Maryland debacle with the school system up there actually forcing these parents to go into court over their children with vaccinations. And I find it ironic, you know, this Barbara Lowe Fisher, Ingrid, she starts her article, and I'm looking at this in front of me here, she starts her article by saying, or giving us a reminder that, in Germany, they came for the communists, and I didn't speak up because I wasn't a communist. Then they came for the Jews, and I didn't speak up because I wasn't a Jew. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I didn't speak up because I wasn't a trade unionist. Then they came for the Catholics, and I didn't speak up because I was a Protestant. Then they came for me, and by that time, there was no one left to speak up. And that was Martin Niemöller that made that statement. And Barbara goes on to say that she was there. She watched them bundled up against the cold winter air on Saturday, November 17th, with their children and a letter from the state of Maryland threatening them with imprisonment or fines of $50 a day for failing to show proof their children had gotten a chicken pox or hepatitis B shot. Confused, angry, or scared, but mostly resigned, they were working mothers and fathers trudging towards the courthouse to face the judge, ordering them to get vaccinated or go to jail. And what's ironic about this is that not only was the U.S. media turned out, they were kept behind barricades, they were denied access into the building, yeah, but we've got police there with SWAT team attire and dogs. For crying out loud. What's going on here, Ingrid?
Oh, yeah. That's why she started out that article like that, because it was so shocking, the force that they used. And the laws that they were actually applying were truancy laws, because the children were not allowed in school until they were compliant. So for every day that the child was not able to attend school because they weren't up to date on their vaccines was a $50 fine. So it was, they were actually applying truancy laws, and they were forcing the vaccine issue under the state's compulsory vaccination laws for public school attendance. That I had mentioned earlier kind of briefly how they have these Administrative Procedures Act, and I believe most states where they have given the power for a certain rulemaking to bureaucrats so that the legislature probably very likely never voted on adding a hepatitis B and a chickenpox vaccine for this school year. That was done by a subcommittee in the Health and Welfare Committee, you know, like just a couple people, and it was pretty much rubber stamped by whatever the Health and Welfare Department said needed to happen for school funding or whatever. So this is, you know, how they, you know, go right around the whole legislature, and the people don't have a voice. And so I consider it, you know, making our children pincushions for big pharma, you know, for school funding. I mean, it's unbelievable. And this is pure medical experimentation. We have no idea the long-term consequences of all these vaccines. There's never been any study that shows that they're safe, let alone effective. They're just tested on its ability to produce antibodies, and antibodies do not equate to immunity, by the way. There are many, many cases of children coming down with the very diseases they are vaccinated against, so antibody count is no proof of immunity. So there's, you know, all of these factors here where, you know, it is one big grand medical experimentation on our kids. And it's wrong. It's actually a violation of the Nuremberg Code that was, you know, enacted after World War II, because that's, you know, 9 out of the 12 counts of what they were doing, medical experimentation on the prisoners of these concentration camps, 9 of them were vaccines. A lot of people don't realize that.
Yeah, and, you know, and if this isn't scary enough, now, I ran across an article, and I don't remember where, okay, but you know, I go perusing the internet all the time looking for you know, pertinent news articles to report on my show, and I ran across an article, wasn't more than about 6 weeks ago at the max, where this doesn't stop at the children. They're going to start immunizing us.
Mm-hmm.
If we travel, if we get on an airplane to travel, they're going to start immunizing us to make sure that we have our hepatitis B shot. I mean, where does this end? This is crazy. Let me go on a little bit here. Barbara Lee Fisher says that she had listened or spoke with several mothers leaving the building with their children and learned the sad truth about what was happening behind the closely guarded closed doors of the courthouse.
Yep.
The parents were not being asked questions about their child's medical history or whether the children had experienced health problems after previous vaccinations. The parents were not being given information about vaccine side effects or how to monitor their children for signs of vaccine reactions. They were not given forms for religious or medical exemptions to vaccinate or for vaccinations allowed in Maryland. I mean, this is beyond Orwellian. This is, and when you add into it the intimidation factor of putting SWAT teams out with police dogs, that in itself makes the average dumbed-down American crumble. But here we have Gestapo-type methods that are forcing these people to have their children get these shots, in effect, ultimately, so the school system gets an extra $11,000 per child. This is outrageous. This is absolutely outrageous. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, no, it's quite all right, and I'm glad I sent that article to you because she did a really excellent job, you know, covering, you know, what the exemption is, and it's very difficult to get a religious exemption in Maryland. You have to do it right from the beginning, and this is true in a lot of states, actually, that when you initially register your child for school, you have to claim a religious exemption. It's not like, you know, 2 years down the line, you have a change of heart and you want to claim a religious exemption. They base how you register the child initially. So it's very difficult to obtain one once you have succumbed to the pressure to go ahead and get your children vaccinated. And then, you know, I mentioned that, you know, generally they check up on what, you know, religion you belong to, you know, what church, and then it's a 501c3. So that's a whole other challenge that needs to be done, because really the state has no business defining what a religious belief is, what a sincerely held religious belief is. And that has been challenged. It was challenged in the state of Wyoming a few years ago, and they won. But I'm just saying that's one of the little tactics they use. And then according to Barbara Lo Fisher in Maryland, you can't just selectively get out of, you know, a couple of the shots that you don't believe in. You know, there's several people that would say, well, I don't want to do the chickenpox vaccine. I know there's a risk of shingles. I don't like that they're using an aborted fetal cell line. It's a cell line. They do this continuous replication of these cells, and the origination is aborted fetal tissue. But anyway, that's true with the varicella vaccine. And there's several vaccines that, you know, many people would like to opt out of, and not necessarily other ones because they're not really well educated on the issue. But that you can't do that apparently in that state. It's either all or, you know, all of them you get or none of them. So, you know, to me, what I've noticed when they're getting ready to really clamp down on you know, vaccines or, you know, any issue, they'll pick a weak state. Maryland has not been very well networked ever since I've been in this movement, and I've watched this movement for over 20 years. We founded Vaccination Liberation here locally in the end of 1998 and went national in 2000, you know, just a grassroots all-volunteer association, you know, with several state chapters. But Maryland's always been like a real hole for us in finding a support person. So, you know, it's, you know, where do you turn to for help? There's no one working on changing stuff at the legislative level. You know, where in Texas, you know, they're blessed with PROVE, that's Parents Requesting Open Vaccine Education. Dawn Richeson, a chiropractor's wife, has founded that organization and has worked really – she spent about 7 years getting a philosophical exemption passed. It was tough. I mean, but she's a real smart cookie. In 2004, Texas got a philosophical exemption, but she's worked that state and really networked effectively. But it's tough. I mean, it's a big state. I get calls from Texas, emails from Texas all the time with people facing forced vaccinations for college, for, you know, signing up for any kind of government program or assistance. I mean, it's constant, and she's literally overwhelmed. Luckily, she has a helper, Rebecca Rex, but still, she is the main person there. And so I keep telling people, you know, you need to get involved because there's too much for, you know, just a couple gals, you know, to help people, you know, assert their right to abstain from this form of medical experimentation. So, but yeah, it's all about networking states, in my opinion. It really is. Every area that has put energy into putting letters to the editor and, you know, really, like, we have support group meetings every month. You know, I have a whole series, you know, starts out, why do we vaccinate? The next one is, are vaccines really safe and effective? Do we have to vaccinate? And my last class is, can we immunize without vaccines? Because I really don't like the bastardization of the term immunize. Immunize was never meant to be equated with vaccine. It's doing something beneficial to your immune system. And so, you know, there's other ways to immunize besides deadly vaccines. And in fact, vaccines actually do not immunize. they actually make your immune system on hyperdrive and weaken immune function. So that's a whole other topic. But, you know, I found, like, here locally, we're in the panhandle of Idaho, just outside of Spokane, Washington, and our area was noted for the number of people claiming vaccine exemptions. It's very easy to get your child into a daycare in this area without vaccines, but you go to the south part of Idaho or even where the University of Idaho is, just 2 hours south of us, and it is really, really difficult. I mean, people complain all the time to me, and I said, well, I can't be all over the state. I mean, you know, I have my own area that I'm working, but I encourage you to start a support group, write letters to the editor, get people educated, and you'll find that it changes. But I've been working this area for, you know, 8-9 years now, you know, and so that's why we have it easier than other places in the country, and I just keep citing our area as an example of, you know, the kind of freedom we have from this kind of tyranny that we saw in Maryland. And believe me, they don't do anything by accident. You've been doing this show for a while, Mike, so you know that, you know, they're looking at, you know, checking out everyone's reaction to what's going on in Maryland and to what's, you know, can they do this with impunity to other parts of the country. And Maryland, to me, was absolutely picked on purpose for this big, grand experiment.
Well, yes, it's a form of another form of conditioning for the dumbed-down America to say, oh, my God, you know, look what happened in Maryland. And it puts the fear of God into it. Well, we better just bend over and let them do it. But also, you know, you had mentioned to me off the air that, you know, the same thing holds true with kids that are in college, young adults. They're now saying that they will not allow them to receive a diploma unless they have been immunized for whatever it is that they're saying they're lacking. Is that correct?
Well, actually, this is what my friend, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, was on Coast to Coast recently, and I missed the show, and she mentioned that to me today because she has a, you know, an elephant memory. You know, she remembers everything. She says, yeah, she thinks it was in San Diego, but it was a caller that called in and claimed that they were withholding a diploma unless they submitted to a bunch of vaccines. And I thought, my gosh, I'd love to take that to court. I mean, that should be a win court case. I would love to see that, you know, go. I mean, there's nothing in their contract for, you know, going to college or anything that would require vaccines in order to get a diploma. That's ridiculous.
It's beyond ridiculous. It's totally absurd. But, you know, that plus, you know, I guess apparently children were being revaccinated with not just hepatitis B, but chickenpox vaccines, according to this article. And two new vaccines added to the Maryland school requirement list, but also with other required vaccines for which the public school system could find no record, for crying out loud. She says, one mother told me her children were up to date on their shots, but the school system lost the records. And now imagine that, Angry. The government... The school system lost the records, and she had to give her children all the required vaccines on the spot or face jail or fines. Now, I just can't imagine that. You know, and it reminds me of an immigration issue that's been ongoing with my wife. The government has lost the fingerprinting records of my wife and her children, according to them, on four different occasions. So this is rampant. I mean, and to me, you know, it's nothing more than an excuse.
Well, the thing that's so strange to me about that particular case, that all the records were lost, we have... in all 50 states, an immunization tracking registry, and it's all hooked into a big central database. And as soon as any vaccine is administered, that information is entered into a database to avoid this kind of multiple injections, you know, with ones that they've already had. And that was the, you know, reason it was supposedly set up, and so that they can, you know, send out little reminder cards, you know, when they need booster shots and that kind of thing. It was one of the most hotly contested bills here in Idaho in 1999. Ours is called IRIS, Immunization Reminder Information System. And but all 50 states had to pass this, again, for federal funding. And, in fact, the states get for every 2-year-old child that has the full number of recommended vaccines according to the schedule that's updated every year on the CDC site and recommended by the Advisory Committee of Immunization Practices. Anyway, every 2-year-old that complies with that schedule, you know, and of course they're entered into this registry, and that's how they know, they get like up to $100, you know, from the federal government for funding public health. You know, and this is, yeah, this was a whole act that was in 1993. But anyway, I believe that's continuing. And I just, you know, this is a whole, this has nothing to do with health, as you know, public health. It certainly doesn't, because we have more cases of neurologically damaged children today than ever before. I mean, even it was back in 2004 where they released Autism Alarm. That was a one-page fact sheet from the CDC about autism. And the shocking thing about it was that they mentioned that one in six children have a behavioral disorder, and it was one in 166 are on the autism spectrum. But according to Department of Education figures, just, you know, citing children that enter the system, kindergarten through 21, I think it's actually age 6 to 21, and they keep very accurate records, you know, state by state. We have a guy named Ray Gallup in New Jersey, who's the parent of an adult autistic child who's been extremely active in this movement, and he compiled all the records for the 2006-2007 school year, and it was one in 67 children that enter the public school system, according to the Department of Education, and that's across the board in all 50 states, are on the autism spectrum. Now, that's an amazing figure.
And I'm going to get into a little bit more of this when we get back. We've got to go to a break here. We've got much more to come. I'm going to open the phone lines up after the top of the hour, folks, with any questions or comments you might have for Ingrid. But I want to get into this thing about autism when we get back. Stick with us. We've got a lot more, folks. I'll be back in 3 minutes with my guest, Ingrid Castle. Stay here. Don't leave.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. used. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Back. Michael Herzog, the American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my special guest, Ingrid Castle, talking about those vaccinations. And I'm going to open up the phone lines in the first of the hour, but I do have a call here. Let's go to one caller here, Ingrid. DJ in Illinois. DJ, you're on with Ingrid and Michael. Go ahead.
Yes, I am so glad that you're having somebody on to deal with this, especially Ingrid. Ingrid, I got to get a hold of you again about a case of alleged shaken baby that we talked about months ago. But
okay.
Anyway, on this one here, you were talking about, did I hear you right, and that there is a national database where every vaccine of every child is registered?
Yeah, well, actually, like in our state, it's called IRIS. I mentioned Immunization Registry Information System. Reminder Information System. But if you go to the public health department, you'll find that there is a database where all the records of, they can pull up your name, for instance, your child's name, or usually it's children, and you can type in their name or social security number and have full access to that database. It's supposed to be limited to just healthcare providers and public health workers, but there, of course, is a lot of people that have access to this database. And what Don Richardson in Texas found out, that even though many of us push for a law exempting us from being in this registry, you know, that is actually also in Idaho. There was so much hoopla and outrage over this passing in our state that they actually have a separate statute where it discusses parents' right to opt out of being in this registry, having their children in there at all. And, of course, you know, anyone that abstains is, you know, asserting their right to keep their children vaccine-free wants to believe that they're not in the database at all. But that's not necessarily true, as Dawn Richardson found out. She found a healthcare worker that was willing to look in the database, and they pulled up the children of people that are members of PROVE, you know, maybe, you know, four or five of them. I don't remember exactly, but they found that all of those people were in the database, and it was noted that they did not have their vaccines.
Okay.
So this is how they, you know, can target people that are not following, like, little good little sheep, the system.
Yeah, being herded.
Yeah.
Being herded, actually, with tasers rather than cattle prods,
right,
or so to speak.
Go ahead, DJ.
I caught an interview or parts of an interview with the alleged prosecutor in this Maryland case.
Right.
And he made a statement on the air, and I'm sure that should be findable, that he had opted out his children for some of the vaccine.
The hepatitis B in particular, but then he later said, and I think I listened to that actually because I went ahead back on, it was on Alex Jones' program, right?
That was the one I heard.
It was circulating all around the clip, and I really think that people need to go back and listen to it because he opted out of hepatitis B until it was mandated, and as part of his compliance, he went ahead and succumbed once they mandated it. But he was opting out prior to that, is the way he stated it.
Okay. Now, do these people qualify for a RICO suit?
I've been asking about the lawsuits aspect more recently, and there's been some tag onto federal legislation. Are we coming up on a break, Mike?
Yeah, well, I've got to hold you over. We're going up at the top of the hour. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Michael Herzog of the American Weekend, and I will hold DJ over, and the phone lines will be open as soon as we get back. Stick with us, folks. Got much more.